But guess what? That evening, you say, you know, I don't feel like going to choir rehearsal tonight. But because you have faith in God alone, you say, I'm going, praise God, because I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for Christ. Everything that we do is for him. Because it's all about him. But number four, faith in God alone can change any situation. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, faith in God alone can definitely change any situation. See, we think about Moses. Moses was in an impossible situation when he left Egypt. After those plagues, Pharaoh told him, get out of here. Y'all go. Gave him some stuff. So here they are, perched at the banks of the Red Sea. Both sides were mountains. And behind them, what was behind them? Egypt, Pharaoh and his army. Hot pursuit. Was in hot pursuit. But when you want to talk about how faith in God alone changed the situation, God asked Moses, Moses, what you got in your hand? They sitting back there looking and sweating, praise God, getting all anxious. He said, what you got in your hand? I'm going to ask y'all today, what you got in your hand? Stretch it out. I'm talking about have some faith. I'm talking about have some faith in God alone. Stretch it out. And the Bible says, when he stretched that rod out, it said that the Red Sea, not by you, Roberts, not Clico Lake, praise God, not Cotia, praise God, it said that the Red Sea parted. And those Israelites went across. Now, y'all got to get this, man. It said they went across on dry land. In the midst of a sea, they went across on dry land. So that tells me whatever it is that you're going through, I don't care how grim it looks. I don't care what the circumstances are. Praise God, all you got to do is have faith in God alone. Oh, I'm talking to somebody here this morning because I don't know what your Red Sea is. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be a marital problem. Your Red Sea might be your job. Your Red Sea, praise God, might be some type of financial problem. But whatever your Red Sea situation is, it could be health and your body. But whatever your Red Sea is, have faith in God and stretch forth that hand of faith. Praise God. If you have faith in God alone, I'm here to tell you, praise God, that he can change things. Oh, Lord, I want to give us another example of where things change. How many of y'all remember Paul and Silas? Going back to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Praise God. Them boys had been out praying and they've been out teaching. They had been out just sharing the word of God. And those folk got mad with them. Locked them up, praise God, in a jail. But you want to know one thing I like about Paul and Silas? Paul and Silas did not go in and have a pity party. They didn't go in there, Sister Buckner, and have no pity party. Man, I don't know that's one sung and I don't know which one prayed, but they tell me that they began to sing and they began to pray. They began to sing and they began to pray. And the Bible says that at midnight, there was a can't do that no more. I might break something. That was a shaking. Entire foundation began to shake. Praise God. I know somebody from Tennessee think that they made the jailhouse rock, but that was made a long, long time ago. Praise God. God changed that situation. Praise God. Not only changed the situation for Paul and Silas, changed the situation for that jailer. Because the Bible says that that jailer was getting ready to do himself in. Oh yeah, he was getting ready to do himself in. And Paul and them said, no, don't do yourself no harm. We all here. Praise God. But that jailer asks a question. How many of y'all know the question he asks? Brother Hamilton, you know the question he asks? He said, what must I do? I'm not talking about what my daddy got to do. I'm not talking about what my mama got to do. He said, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. And all Paul and them told him, I want you to believe on the Lord. And his whole situation changed. How do I know his situation changed? He was a man that at one time was on his way to hell. But praise God, because of Paul and Silas them having their faith in God alone, their situation changed. The jailer's situation changed. Not only did the jailer's situation change, his whole family situation changed. Oh, that. So faith in God alone can change any situation. But let me go to my seat, because as I close, I find that faith in God alone, it gives compassion. Deacon Robinson hit on that this morning. We talk about love. It gives compassion, because the God that we serve is a God of love. If you take the Bible from Genesis all the way through Revelation, you know what it is? All it is a big love story. Talks about the love that God has for mankind. And praise God. And just like he had that compassion, praise God, you and I, as believers, we ought to have that same compassion. Oh, yeah. If I don't do nothing else, somebody trying to figure out what I'm getting ready to say next. If I don't do nothing else, praise God, I want to get us to the point where we love one another. I want to get us to the point where if we had some aughts against somebody, and sometimes a lot of folk right there in your family, don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, they did it. Yeah, they said something about you. Can I go ahead and say it? Yeah, they said it. Whatever they said, they said it. And you're not going to be able to bring it back. But you know what? You can love them. You can love the very hell out of them. We are children of God. God has engrafted us by our confession of Him as our Lord and Savior. He has engrafted us into His family. And can I tell you something about family? Family pray together. Families hurt together. Families heal together. Family members don't let another family member sit out there and flounder to themselves. And we may not love what they did. Like what they did. But we got to love them. We got to love them. We got to love them. And faith in God alone gives us that compassion. Faith in God alone would cause children who don't speak to their mama or their daddy to speak to them. Faith in God alone will give us the compassion. And that Negro that just hurt you to your heart. Have y'all ever had one of them family members that hurt you to your heart? Say, I got him. I got him. I will never, ever, 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 never, ever, 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 never let what they did to me keep me from hearing my Savior say, "Well done." I'm just not going to do it. I know there's some people who big and bad, they, I'm my own woman, I'm my own man, I'm this and I'm that and I'm that. That's okay. But don't you know the Bible say no haters are going to be in heaven. And I always remind people, I think that scripture is found in Matthew chapter 7. Somebody find it for me. Matthew chapter 7, it might be around the 35th verse, where Jesus said, "Not every man who says unto me, Lord, Lord," find it. It's in Matthew. It's in Matthew, the 7th chapter, somewhere around the 35th, maybe the 31st, 30th, somewhere there. Not every man, somebody found it yet, who says unto me, Lord, Lord, come on, you got it? What is it? 21, and I didn't think it was that far.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Until redeeming,
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual
part. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what we call you.
Takes you further.